Welcome to the Smart Thinking Podcast. This is my dad, Ted.
Welcome to the Smart Thinking Podcast. I'm your host, Ted Knightsky. Hey, this past week was an incredibly rewarding week for me. I spoke in 5 different settings, each of them having leaders who gave me the opportunity to share the message of being Buffalo and providing some lift for their staff. Now, I like to believe that I'm engaging, energetic, and fun, but that is not always the way in which I am perceived or received in certain environments, and that is what got me thinking about an old parable. The parable is the story of the scorpion and the frog. But before I share that, I want you to start thinking about the opportunities we have as leaders when we are confronted with the resistance, negativity, or flat-out crabbiness of some of the people we work with. That opportunity is called a teachable moment. A chance for you as a leader to step back and assess the situation and bring clarity to the person who is not in alignment with your norms or worse, trying to undermine the culture of your organization, your classroom, division, department, or company. In all corners of life, there are people who just seem out of alignment with the rest of the organization. They tend to view themselves as in the right and take little opportunity to engage in what is going on around them. Instead, we view them as the people who are working against the future, fighting change, and doing their best to preserve their own idea of normalcy. However, they lack the willingness to understand their impact on the organization if they do not adhere to the norms. Well, when people make mistakes, we always have 2 choices. We can fix blame and move on, accepting that the person is always going to be like this, or we can fix the problem by addressing it and supporting the person by creating a teachable moment. Now, I want to say one thing again to you, because as a leader, a parent, a person, we always have 2 choices when we come upon an issue we don't like. We can fix blame, or we can fix the problem. This is one of the most important statements that was ever said to me as a young leader, because for the first time it helped me frame a language for people that I was serving who were not just resisting the changes I was charged with leading, but actually working to sabotage the outcomes. So, how do you address people who are routinely fixing blame? Saying things like, nobody cares enough to do anything. If we just had more money, if they were supportive of us, they ask us, but they never, ever really care because they already know the answer. People say things like that all the time in your organization. Well, first of all, whenever someone says they, as he or she is casting blame, point out that you and them are actually they. Second, use the language teachable moment when addressing an intentionally disconnected person. The teachable moment is creating relevance for the person in front of you. You all took math in school, and how many times were you staring at a parabola and some wondering, what in the heck am I ever going to do, or when am I going to use this? And then someone in class actually blurts it out, hey, why do I even need to know this? Now, great teachers see this as a teachable moment. They don't abuse their situational authority and say, because someday you'll need it for a test or work. Nope. Instead, they seize on the cynical comment. They answer with enthusiasm and talk about all the ways in life that a parabola is relevant in their learning, their life, and their future. They share how the Golden Gate Bridge has parabolas on both sides of the bridge, how architects, engineers, and builders use them to construct and design, how they reflect light and make cars safer, how there would be no Stranger Things on Netflix if satellite dishes weren't correctly calculated in their design because someone knew how to use parabolas. Then, after taking the time to grab onto the teachable moment, the class, the majority of which are now a little more enthusiastic about solving the equations, or at least get why it's important, they sit back and they have renewed energy. And the cynic is like, But organizationally, that is a Buffalo teacher. You want to throw stuff like that at me? I'll greet it with enthusiasm, move with you as you struggle, bring relevance to the issue, and then shred up the old cliche that someday you'll need it. Teachable moments for you need to be just like this. So let's take a look at that parable. It is the story of the scorpion and the frog. Now, there are a gazillion versions of this, but here's how I tell it when working with leaders. One day, a scorpion had wandered from rock to rock thinking he could cross the river. But unbeknownst to the scorpion, the river was slowly rising. By the time the scorpion realized that it was too late to turn around, he was trapped and the river was rising all around him. A frog was swimming by, and the scorpion pleaded for help and a ride to shore. The frog, well, she said, no way. I know what you do, and you'll sting me the first opportunity you get. The scorpion responded with a very compelling argument and stated that if he stung her, well, they would both drown. After a moment, the frog, a good person, decided that it would be too much for her to carry if she just left him to die, and she decided to give him a ride to shore. The frog allowed the scorpion to hop onto her back, and she began to swim, and actually they were enjoying conversation when all of a sudden she felt the sting and went numb. And with her last breath, she asked him, "Why did you do that?" And he responded, "I'm sorry. It's my nature." Now, some hear this story as a naive frog who should have known better. Others see it as a calculated and foolish scorpion, and others yet see it for what it is, a leader always giving the scorpion another chance and always getting burned in the end. Well, I would ask that you take another angle. Instead, what is the teachable moment, and how could this parable be changed? The frog had immediately comprehended what the scorpion meant, and that meant certain doom, and yet she went forward anyway, taking the risk. The scorpion believed that he was going to take a free ride, but instead, they both acted within their understanding and both drown. Now, what if we change this parable a little bit to make it a teachable moment? No, a buffalo is not going to come charging into the river and crush the scorpion and save the frog, although that would be a pretty good story. Okay, here's the parable as I rewrote it, and I want you to think about it. One day, a scorpion had wandered from rock to rock thinking he would cross the river. But unbeknownst to the scorpion, the river was rising. By the time the scorpion realized that it was too late to turn around, he was trapped and the river was rising all around him. A frog was swimming by and the scorpion pleaded for help on a ride to the shore. The frog, she said, "No way! I know what you do, and you'll sting me in the first opportunity you get." The scorpion responded with a very compelling argument and stated that if he stung her, they would both drown. After a moment, the frog stated to the scorpion that, "I'm sorry, but there's no way I'm going to give you a ride on my back. I've seen you repeatedly around the river, and you, by nature, are a hunter. I am prey, and while we may come to a short-term agreement that you will not hurt me, I need to find another solution for you. We all have our gifts, and yours is to hunt lizards, and we all have a purpose in this forest." The frog then swam away and left the scorpion. The scorpion believed he is going to die on that rock. The frog returns with a piece of bark, gently puts it near the rock, and quickly swims away. The scorpion rides the waters to the shore and continues doing what scorpions do. As he debarks, dad joke intended, he startles a lizard that was about to hunt in a small pool filled with tadpoles. The frog smiles from a distance and senses the karma. The scorpion, seeing the mother, waves a stinger and wanders into the forest after the lizard. So what is the teachable moment here? It's pretty simple. Confront your situation, do what is right, recognize other strengths, and support them. As a result, over time, you'll change your perspective on those around you. Oh, here we go again, Ted, with the idea that you have to change in order for others to change. Yep, no one ever voluntarily comes up to you and says, "Hey, well, I want to be different to better serve you." You have to provide teachable moments, demonstrate a willingness to act and be different, and survive in leadership as a result of a creative approach. Right? Fix blame or fix the problem. The scorpion is not a problem. His instincts to sting is the problem. Fix it by providing him the means to get to safety and then get out of the way. But we, too often in our organizations, label people scorpions and say, "Well, that's just how they are. There's no changing them." And then we fail to realize that the other person is just operating on that rock in the river in a way that they have been given permission to do so. So the teachable moment emerges when those people act like that. You, as the leader, need to step back and do the following when you see somebody begging you to help them. First, confront the situation. Two, demonstrate how their behavior is impacting the situation, which builds empathy. Three, support them with expected behaviors. Four, choice. They then get to choose. This is what I want you to do. This is how I expect you to behave. And fifth, hold them accountable. Here's the deal. People carry a story in their head of the expectations. They're good people who choose and make choices based upon their own narratives. Sometimes people need to have the world re-demonstrated to them so that they stop operating under the wrong narrative or the old set of rules. In the parable, most people focus on the behavior of the scorpion. The frog. The frog is the one with the greatest influence. The frog is the leader, and the frog is the one with the choices. The scorpion, based upon reputation, should be allowed to drown, and yet too many leaders actually seize upon that opportunity to watch them drown and enjoy their fate. But buffalo leaders? We don't do that. We give people the benefit of the doubt. We think creatively. We confront the situation, and we hold people accountable. This works only if you, as a leader, are willing to support that person by changing your own behaviors first and following the steps above. But, and most importantly, you share the expectations with the person in front of you. You have unconditional faith in their abilities, but you have conditions in place that define their success for them and the organization. And if you don't do that, they'll continue to operate waiting for a frog to swim by. How do you do this? Simple. You need to use stop and you need to use start statements. Stop doing this, start doing this. Key there is simple, small micro expectations that lead to macro outcomes. This week, when confronted with a situation where you hear yourself say, "Oh, here we go again," don't be fooled and allow that other person to sting you. Instead, say, "Here we go again," a teachable moment. Stop the conversation, write a new narrative, confront the behaviors, demonstrate the impact they are having on others with their negativity and yourself, but then create expectations, give them a choice, and hold them accountable. Why is it important to seize upon teachable moments? Because if you, as a leader, parent, person, whatever, look at the world as an opportunity for improvement and you take on the strategy of looking for teachable moments, you'll improve as a leader, person, parent, spouse, kid, whatever, and then we all win. Because the best version of you is what the world needs. We need people to work tirelessly to be better, and I believe that even the most negative person in an organization just needs to have their world reframed, and if they just keep choosing to not engage, well, then you get to be Buffalo again. And invite them to leave the herd and find one that is a better fit. Yes, invite them to leave. However, we don't give up on people. We find their strengths, remind them of purpose, and most importantly, see them for their contribution. Because in the end of the new version of the parable, that scorpion allowed the next generation of frogs to survive, and no one would have seen that unforeseen consequence. Each day, we get to lead, we get to support each other, and we get to make a choice. The choice to provide teachable moments and decide if we want to fix blame or if we want to fix the problem. That takes courage, and that is the essence of being Buffalo. So let's do some smart thinking. Describe what you can do to support someone whose mindset is stuck in the negative. List ways you can shift to thinking about teachable moments. Describe the ways in which you can support others in fixing the problem and not fixing blame. That's it. That's the Smart Thinking Podcast. Thank you for listening, and please remember to share this on your social media platform. Also, please follow me on the Smart Thinking pages on Facebook or Twitter. And as always, thank you to the Well Pennies for their awesome music. Lastly, I want to share with you the comical way in which this episode was sparked. I was in the men's room at what will remain an undisclosed location before I was to do a 3-hour presentation. I was standing at the sink as two men were standing behind me staring at the wall and conversing. And one said to the other, "They have us coming back to this place after a whole summer, and for the next 3 hours we got to listen to some idiot talk about the importance of leadership. Well, this idiot better be good." The two men turned and paid little attention to me as they washed their hands. And then I thought to myself, what should I do here? Well, I did what I felt was right. I left the bathroom. However, I waited outside until the men came out, and once they split off, I walked up to the man with a fixed mindset and said, "Hey, my name is Ted Knightsky. I wanted to introduce myself. I'm the idiot." He immediately went pale. I then told him how his comment motivated me to want to do better than I normally would do, how his calling me an idiot made it a challenge for me to prove him wrong. And then I asked him, "Would you give this idiot a chance to do my best for you in the next 3 hours? He humbly nodded and tried his best to apologize. And I simply said, "Hey, no worries, man. I get it. Let's have a great morning." Now, I could have left it, resented him, and focused on him as I presented. Or I could use it as a teachable moment. And I did. And I forgave him. Told him to be open to this idiot and to try to enjoy himself. Well, once underway, every time we turned and churned or participated in a leadership exercise, guess who my greatest cheerleader was? He was. When the day was over, he came up and shook my hand and smiled. I knew he pivoted, and he knew he did as well. He then said, "Pretty good stuff for an idiot." Leaders recognize and are always cognizant of their influence over other people. Shift the negative, change the narrative, give people the tools, and hold each other accountable. That way, everyone grows, learns, and has ownership in the failures and successes. And in the end, we are all ultimately seeking teachable moments for ourselves and especially for those we serve. Tell me.
starry-eyed whenever you're around. I'm tired of feeling blue. I've been looking far and wide, everywhere I go, for someone just like you. Oh, but they'll never do. Walk me down the boulevard, anywhere at all, the world is so unkind. Tell me not to try so hard, a little at a time, I push you out of mind. Oh, but I fall behind. Say my like me. Oh.